Back here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines with the Pella Christian Girls 4x200-meter relay team after a ninth-place finish and Amaya's second top-10 finish of the day. Really strong showing here for the Eagles in their first day of action at the Drake Relays.
Yeah, it's been amazing. This weather has been really nice, so being able to just warm up with these girls and have good chats while also having muscles that feel good is really a blessing.
Well, and you talk about that, too. I mean, it's probably been a little bit of a frustrating start to the year, right? I mean, the few meets that you guys have gotten in, it's not necessarily been the most ideal conditions to run in, and a lot of meets canceled this year, too. I mean, just having the opportunity to finally get out on a nice day, I'm sure has to just be a great feeling for this group as well.
Yeah, it's been hard, but it's definitely allowed us to persevere and just to adjust and to work through hard times, allowing us to compete at these levels right now.
Absolutely. And Lexi, I know it's been a very busy spring for yourself here and another top 10 finisher on the day. I mean, what's that just like to be able to, one, not only manage the schedule, but also to be able to do it successfully as well here today?
Yeah, it's just an awesome feeling getting those top 10 finishes, especially after the super busy time that I'm going through, to know that we're still competing at a high level and I'm still able to compete at the level of these girls. Despite all the busyness, I just take it one day at a time and do what I can. So,
well, and you know, you're doing it all with a smile too, which is good. You're not tired of it, it looks like, at this point as well, which is really nice. But you know, I mean, we talked about it earlier, you know, with the sprint medley, now with the 4x2 as well, just to be able to come up here and have that success against some of the, you know, top programs in the state as well. I mean, that's going to be just super satisfying, especially knowing that, you know, you're not just doing this full-time and committing 100% of the efforts to just track and field.
Yeah, it's super rewarding. I mean, just running alongside these girls who are also able to compete at such a high level, like, I look up to them, they inspire me, so they're what keeps me going and keeps me motivated throughout this busy spring.
Absolutely amazing. The first race of the day here for yourself as well, to be able to come out and have a strong start to the day and strong start to, you know, the Drake Relays here. What that mean to just kind of get that off on the right foot?
It was a big blessing just being able to, like, I think it gives me a lot of confidence and, like, just reassurance that, like, I am competing well and that, yeah.
Well, and one thing, too, is you've run in a few different events this year. It feels like you've kind of moved around a little bit more. It feels like in the past, kind of 400s have been that sweet spot and kind of in that range. But a little bit more diversity this year, and to kind of see that success as you're, you know, changing some of those events as well, I'm sure has to be a great feeling as well.
Yeah, it's been also very rewarding, very good, and it's fun to change it up sometimes.
Well, you talk about that. I mean, how easy has that been to kind of change position or change some of those races around, maybe not being as comfortable with them? How has that kind of gone throughout the year here?
It's been a little tough, like going up to eights, that's hard, but then also like figuring out like a pace for 200s and then going back to fours, like what does that mean? But also, like, I think it's helped me grow as an athlete, and yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And Rachel, it's been a busy day. You had the 100 sprint med, now the 4x2 as well. I'm sure that, you know, just having that strong start here with the three events, it's got to be really rewarding, especially coming off of running in an event at Newton on Thursday as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so fun to be able to compete. Like you mentioned, we've had a lot of canceled meets and things got called halfway through. So it's just really nice to get a full day of nice weather, like Amaya said, and have really great competition. Obviously, I get pushed every step of my race, so it's just so fun to, you know, get some PRs, get some good relays going.
And we talk about this too. I mean, you mentioned just that ability to compete, and you know, it's the competitive nature there. It was in heat one, it was a really strong finish there, and you actually ran down the ADM girl to win the heat there. I mean, what's going through your mind there in the final 150 meters there as you're trying to run that girl down?
I mean, yeah, you kind of come off the turn and you're just like, go get her, you know? It's not a lot of thoughts. You kind of, you just, it's, like I said earlier, it's grit, it's determination, you know, it's just exhilarating. You hear the crowd yelling in such a great stadium, you can hear the energy, so that you kind of feed off of that, and you have someone to chase, so you just keep on going, and then thankfully I was able to catch her.
Absolutely. Girls, appreciate the time. Congratulations on a really strong finish there in the 4x2, and looking forward to many more great conversations throughout the spring.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was the Pella Christian Girls 4x200-meter relay here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines on KRLS.